644, 1320 WILS. Last week, the Governor's Commission, the 21st Century Education Commission, coming out with a group of suggestions and advisories on how to proceed to make Michigan a better place education-wise, including offering free community college for students here. Jim Stapleton with us, former EMU Board Regent member, now a member of the School Finance Research Collaborative. Jim, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Good, good. And are you originally from Detroit then? Is that right?
I am. I'm born and raised in Detroit and been involved in education issues for a number of years.
Yeah, you went to school then in Detroit, K through 12 and so on?
I did. I went to, I didn't go to Detroit public schools. I went to a private school in Detroit, actually in the Oakland County area, and then went to U of D High, which is a Catholic school in Detroit. But yeah. I've been around these issues for a number of years.
I'm curious, a lot of the failing schools in the state are, in fact, in Detroit. What do you think is happening with the DPS? How should we deal with it?
Well, one of the things that our collaborative is in place to do, the primary thing we're in place to do, is to examine the equity in per-pupil funding across the state. Okay. What you have right now, not just in Detroit, but across the state, what you have right now, we believe, and we don't know how our results are going to turn out. We think it could be, what we think it'll be an instructive report. We have no agenda here with this. But
are you saying Detroit's not getting its fair share of money? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we don't know that. It could be Detroit. It could be other areas. My own personal suspicion, not speaking for the collaborative, is that Detroit's per pupil funding could be increased or should be increased. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's what our work will eventually reveal.
Those that say we've already put enormous amounts of money into districts like Detroit, and especially schools that have failed year after year, the money doesn't seem to change anything. What do you say to that?
Well, there are a number of things. What's happened to Detroit public schools is not necessarily, per se, a money issue. It's a historical issue. It dates back to and actually is connected to residents leaving the city of Detroit. It's somewhat connected to the charter school issue. What I will tell you is that money doesn't fix everything, but to the extent that per pupil funding being more equitable, should our report suggest that it should be, that will go a significant step.
Yeah. And now, Jim Stapleton with the School Finance Research Collaborative, former Eastern Michigan University Board of Regents member. I'm curious, with your time at EMU, what do you think of this idea of offering free community college to Michigan students?
Well, you know, Eastern's an interesting place, and I was there. I was on that board for 10 years. We have a very, very good relationship with our community colleges in the area. I should say we. I used to be on the board there, but to the extent that Eastern had a very good relationship with community colleges, I think that's something that we have a number of articulation agreements that are in place. But free community college, while it might ostensibly hurt schools like Eastern, Western, and Central, I think ideally might not be a bad idea if the money's there to fund it.
It's $400 million annually. Is it really something that you think students can't afford to cover, especially if they're motivated to go to college to begin with?
Well, I think to the extent that students, particularly community college students, they're the people who are genuinely interested in getting an education. Typically, those are working students. So every dollar that they spend on education is probably coming out of their own pocket. Mm-hmm. I think to the extent that if a model can be created that shows a level of support, that would be a good thing.
The other thing that the commission came up with last week is that the point they made that schools need to partner with parents. And because we always hear about the schools, we never really hear about the parents' responsibility on the education and how accountable should they be in this process?
I think all of this starts at home. You can have the greatest school system. You can have the greatest educators. You can have the proper funding. If your home environment is not conducive to you becoming the best student and best person you can be, then there's going to be a disconnect. So I think home and parent responsibilities is where this whole thing absolutely starts.
Yeah. What can we really do to get parents to be more active and more focused on their own children's education, you think?
Well, I think there are a number of initiatives that take place in certain school districts. You've got parents that are involved in their schools at different degrees across the state and across different school districts. Mm-hmm. It really is something that ultimately is the parents' responsibility. Mm-hmm. I think most school districts offer the opportunity for engagement and community engagement, and I think those are good things.
Now, the other thing that the commission came up with was we need to help charter schools and schools in poor communities with facilities funding. Do you think that we are lacking in school choice right now in Michigan?
Lacking in school choice is kind of a broad term. I think there are a couple things that I would answer that question with. Charter schools in themselves are not bad. But the fact of the matter is charter schools and their creation and their proliferation do take away per pupil funding dollars from public schools. So to the extent that we need to examine the proper balance, I do not believe, personally, and I'm not speaking for the collaborative, but personally, I do not believe that an entire charter school system, as some suggest the new Secretary of Education would seek to advance, that would eliminate public schools. I don't think that's a good model. But I think a proper and appropriate mix would be a good model.
Yeah. For a place like Detroit, do you think charters have been a helpful option for parents?
I think charters are, I think well-run charters can be competitive options for, I mean, everything's about competition. Right. And to the extent that that charter schools come in place and to provide a competitive alternative for Detroit parents and students, I think that's a good thing. But I would caution everybody to think that charter schools are a panacea, because all charter schools are not created equal.
It's Jim Stapleton, former EMU Board of Regents member, and also a member of the School Finance Research Collaborative right here on WILS. Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it. Take care now.